Intentional pause.
Get your kids away from the radio.
Yeah.
3, 2, 1. A man in Indiana accidentally shot himself in the genitals early Thursday morning when a gun slipped from his waistband. This was the most popular story we put up on Facebook all weekend long.
Uh-huh.
While in the emergency room of Marion General Hospital, Mark Anthony Jones, a 46-year-old man, told police he was walking around 6:45 in the morning on a riverside trail when the gun began to slip from his waistband. He reached to adjust the firearm and discharged it. Get your kids away from the radio. Marion Police Department spokesman said the bullet entered just above his penis and exited his scrotum.
Wow.
So if stuff is where it's, you can picture the trajectory, the entering of the bullet and the exiting of the, yeah. I'll read it again.
Hold on.
The bullet entered just above his penis and exited his scrotum. The gun was not in a holster.
Yeah, no kidding.
So to say.
So what direction was it?
Now because I would wonder, does that mean, was the gun then, was the...
Yeah, which...
Was the barrel pointed, you would think...
You would think it would...
Did, okay.
Not be that.
But did the, was the barrel pointed down or was the barrel pointed up?
That's my question.
If everything is where it is...
You would think it would be pointed down.
You would think it would be pointing down. More likely if he's wearing... boxers than the barrel, because if he's wearing boxers, then stuff is more free flowing.
Don't make me Google a diagram of male anatomy to know what we're talking about.
Stuff is more free flowing if you're wearing boxers. If you're wearing tighty whiteys, there's a good chance that
how do I put this?
The compass is pointed north. There's a better chance for
Wait
that.
Wait a minute.
I'm going to give you a visual aid north. People can't say. So if the compass is pointed south, because stuff is free-flowing, right? So in tighty whiteys, then the compass would be pointed north.
It doesn't turn. It doesn't.
Well,
it doesn't.
The tighter the underwear, the
curl.
More stuff is kept in place. And
yeah.
And usually, there's a better chance that it is pointing upward in tighter-fitting underwear.
What is pointed upward?
The compass.
What do you mean? It can't like turn around. Can it only point one direction?
No. If you're wearing boxers, or if you're like,
require it to like curl.
Or if you're like Scott Parks and you don't wear any underwear at all,
but it would curl.
Then it's sitting there like a breeze in the wind.
So it would bend.
if it's closer to your.
I understand the.
If it's tighter,
thing,
you may not want it tucked under. You know, like you might want it more up.
Huh,
Mark.
I'm still not fully understanding, but I like how you're trying to explain it.
I'm sorry. There's so many things you see in TV shows and movies that just don't work in real life.
Yeah.
Folks, never, ever stick a gun in your waistband and think it's going to stay there. You take two steps, it will fall out of your pants. It will fall down into your pant leg. Get a holster like a grown-up.
And you might wind up shooting yourself.
Or just don't carry a gun if you're an idiot.
Well,
hey, there's an idea.
He does not have a license for the high point 9mm gun he was carrying. Now, I don't know what a high point 9mm is.
That's a very nice gun, actually. That's a Browning.
Okay.
If I'm not mistaken.
Is this your lead story in the 12:30 news?
No, it sounds like maybe it should be.
We have an interview coming up, so we cannot take calls on guns because, you know, that's my favorite thing to take calls on. But
guns and God.
For it to have. Did he fall? Or how was it able to go off and shoot him in the junk?
Well, he probably...
It had to have been loaded without the safety on?
So it was probably like right here on his hip.
But,
and it started to fall down, so he probably like went to grab it.
And then
either, depending on his...
I really wish we had Facebook Live right now for this
depending on his
of what's
endowment,
happening.
You know, like was the gun pointed down or was the gun pointed up in this direction?
But the more important question I have is people always tell me that whenever we talk about this, that you don't just drop a gun and have it go off. That if you drop a gun for it to go off, it had to have meant that it was you were ready to shoot it anyway. You know what I mean?
Right.
With all the safety or whatever you have to do to a gun to get it ready to shoot. So was he about to shoot it anyway? Because otherwise he's doing a lot of things wrong.
Perhaps he went to grab it and the safety came off in the grabbing. Oh, no, it's falling. Well, oh, God, the gun's going near my penis. I better grab it right now so it doesn't go. Oh, well, no!
Let's make guns so that it's not so easy for the safety to just slip out of place, you know?
Safe to say he doesn't sound like the smartest gun owner.
I have another question.
Yeah.
Is he, how can I ask this? Is he permanently damaged?
I don't have the answer to that.
Was anything detached?
He had gone to the emergency room for treatment at 6:44 Thursday morning.
And no one has updated his condition since then?
I haven't seen any update, but I will find it for you.
I'm just curious to know if there was any reattachment.
By the way, I got High Point mixed up with High Power. Browning High Power is like a $600 gun. And apparently, I'd not heard of the High Point. It's a piece of garbage.
Text line knows you're wrong. Don't worry.
Yeah.
Oh, way to go, Mark.
Yeah.
Way to go. By the way, he doesn't possess a state handgun license. Now they're going to investigate on him whether he has any criminal charges coming his way.
Well, he's not going to be getting one for a while.
Oh, fun fact on this guy, too, by the way. He has two felony convictions for narcotics dealing. Little background info there from thesmokinggun.com. No pun intended.